Do you think you may have a problem with your alcohol consumption or drug use? Are you thinking about quitting and want to know what all the sober hype is about? Whatever the reason, I'm so grateful you're here with me today. My name is Sarah, and I am the creator and host of Sober Gratitudes. I once was an active alcoholic, and after decades of failed attempts to control my drinking, I finally reached out for help. Letting others help me is why I'm here today, living a life I never thought possible. The suffering of my past was the catalyst I needed to find recovery and be receptive to healing. I created this podcast out of the desire to recover out loud and, with the help of my guests, show you how a better life is possible after addiction. Whether you have been here before or you are a first-time listener, I would be so grateful if you would take a moment to write a review on Apple Podcasts so that it can reach more people who may be struggling. Together, we can help those in need. You can also reach me at sobergratitudes@gmail.com with any questions or comments. Thank you again for dropping in today, and welcome to Sober Gratitudes. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sober Gratitudes. It's Saturday evening, East Coast time, 10 o'clock. It's late for me. Oh, by the way, this is Sarah, and I'm your grateful host of this podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I just was getting ready for bed, and my husband is out, and my oldest son is out, and my two other sons are asleep. So it's just me and the storm that's about to hit, I don't think too harshly in New Jersey. I think it's Long Island that's going to get hit. So if you're out in Long Island, be safe. I have not done an episode in a while, so I was thinking about you all as I was washing my face and brushing my teeth. And I wanted to say thank you to you all. I just did a post on Instagram yesterday because I celebrated 9 years of sobriety, which still blows my mind. I mean, every day that I'm sober, it blows my mind. Every day that I wake up without the obsession to drink, it's a miracle. And I wanted to thank you, those of you who both listen to my podcast and follow me on Instagram. Those of you who commented or wrote to me privately wishing me beautiful thoughts, and it just made me feel really, I was kind of blown away, to be honest with you, with the amount of response I got. I usually celebrate my anniversaries in a recovery room with other people who are celebrating a sober birthday. And the past 2 years, that has not happened because of COVID. So this is my new way of celebrating. Although I do have a Zoom group, which I was happy that I could be on to share some thoughts and of thanks and gratitude to my Zoom home group, Happy Joys 3. And but to anyone who listens, and supports this podcast. I am so different now today compared to when I started this podcast on January 1st, 2020. So I can't believe it'll be 2 years this coming January. I've never committed, aside from my marriage, I've never committed to something for this long and stuck with it. I guess I can't really compare my marriage to it because that's really important to me, my marriage. But my, like, a creative outlet, and this outlet that has turned into a, hopefully, a place where people can come to feel safe and to feel less alone and maybe pick up a few nuggets here and there that my guest for the week or myself might say that inspires you. So I was thinking actually about comparing my experience doing this podcast to rescuing a dog and seeing those bumper stickers on cars that says who rescued who. And I always think of, what happened was over time during my podcast, I began to think of that saying, and it's so applicable to my podcast because when I started thinking about doing the podcast, I was really seeking something more. And I was always taught if I'm seeking something that I should, if I'm wanting to do more with my program of recovery, that I really should focus on helping others. And I had already done a lot of work on myself and, you know, healing trauma and things of that nature. So I was at a point in my life where I was really just kind of like tired. I'm like kind of tired of doing speaker meetings, tired of talking about myself and my story. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to do a podcast and bring on guests who want to do the same thing that I have always loved doing, sharing my story, experience, strength, and hope, and how life is so much better on the other side of addiction. It really is. And when I did it, each time I had a guest, I'm like, wow, this person's amazing. And then I became their friend, and I really admired every guest I had, and I learned so much. I remember after the first season, I was like, dang, like, these people are amazing. And these people, like, I didn't even know. I just kind of handpicked, or sometimes people would come to me and, you know, we'd get to know each other a little bit before we'd schedule an interview. And so all my guests have always helped me more than I ever anticipated. And it's not about me, though. It's really all about you. Everything I do on this podcast is to help you feel less alone and to keep sharing about the realities of sobriety and experiences that I've had and my guests have had, and in particular this summer, Mackenzie has had. She's my special, like, co-host this summer. And she's been away for a good month. So last Monday and maybe this Monday, I'm not sure about what's going to happen tomorrow, if we're going to get to record an episode because she still is away. And last Monday we were both in California together visiting people who we had both met over Zoom during COVID, doing recovery workshops and meeting people from all over the world and just having these amazing life-changing experiences like that have permanently altered our existence. And I can speak for her. I know her so well and she speaks for me as well. I call her, we're like sober, well, like she started out as my sponsee, which I think some of you know. And then she had this really awesome experience similar to that of mine from July of 2020. And I just watched her change and it was like mind blowing. And I just was like watching her change and she's just having an incredible experience. And I just love watching her. So we're now kind of like, I don't know, God sisters, spawn sisters. I don't know. But it's like, who sponsors who? And it's really a gift and a blessing to me that she's come into my life. Kind of like the daughter I never had. A sister I never had. And I don't know, I'm kind of going all over the place right now, but I guess it's because it's a Saturday night and I'm by myself. And well, I'm not. I'm with my dog and my two sons who are sleeping, but I didn't really feel like turning the TV on. I wasn't really feeling like reading. And then I thought, well, maybe I'll just talk to you. I don't know what you're doing right now. I don't know what you're feeling. I don't know where you're at in your recovery, or if you're still drinking, or if you know somebody who's struggling and you're really concerned. I just want to tell you that you're not alone, and that there are solutions. There is a solution. I just have a lot of things on my mind. People I think about a lot. People that I care deeply about. And I started to talk about what it was like early in sobriety. And that typically is what happens for me. Either one, right before I hit a year, like another year milestone. So like the month leading up to August 20th, I start to reflect on my early days and then just the time that has passed and how much I've changed and grown and how much I still need to change and grow. I'm not perfect, but I need to remind myself that I'm not perfect, that I'm loved in my imperfection, and to not get too caught up in having such high expectations of myself that are unrealistic. I have a tendency to, with certain people, I get, if I think they don't like me, I try like extra hard to pay a lot of attention to them. And I don't know, is that real? Or is that selfish? Is that like, because there's going to be people in my life who don't like me. there's nothing I can do about it. And confession. Yes, I do with some, not everyone, but there's a very particular type of personality that I have. I struggle to just accept that, you know, they may not like me and that's okay. And then I shouldn't really like go over the like focus on them constantly and asking them questions and not just relaxing and taking it easy when I'm around them. Anyway, I'm digressing, but what I wanted to get to was how, and I'll just kind of end with this, that, and it's something I want to talk about more in podcasts to come. And this fall, I do plan to have more guests. Is that early sobriety? And this is what I did, you know, for a good month before yesterday, hitting that 9-year mark, is I thought a lot about what it was like for my spouse, who is not an alcoholic, for me to have struggled for years and neither of us like had a solution because we didn't know. And my spouse tried very hard to help me, and God bless him. He's an amazing man who tried really hard to help me. And I kept secrets from him in regards to how much I drank because I was so ashamed. I was so ashamed that I needed to drink that much. And so when I found my program of recovery, it's a 12-step recovery program, which was basically that or death for me. Okay. So and I didn't want to go to rehab. I didn't want to leave my children. And when I started going to meetings, I started to feel better. And that was hard for my husband. Because he's like, wait a minute. I've spent a good amount of time, you know, trying to help you. And by helping, I mean he would suggest things that were reasonable to him, but he could do very easily. Like, okay, just drink on the weekends or just have one or two drinks. Don't have three bottles of wine. Or, Sarah, you're a wonderful person. Why do you have such low self-esteem? You know, like, you're so good at this. Try that. Do this. You know, like, I wasn't always like that with him. You know, it was progressive. You know, I just, over the years, my alcoholism just really, really took me to places that were very dark. And that's because I also had undiagnosed depression and anxiety. And I did take medication while drinking, and it was a waste of money because you basically pee out. If you drink alcohol, the medication does nothing. So people think, oh, I don't need medication. It's not working. Well, if you're drinking, take medication. It doesn't work. I don't recommend it. So now that I don't drink and I'm properly medicated, I feel relatively normal. So, you know, I guess I want to speak to anyone who has a spouse or significant other who is in recovery or is struggling, and you are a normie, as we call, you're somebody who doesn't like, that you have an off switch, basically, with drinking. I just want to tell you that I'm thinking about you. That I do think about the spouses out there who did what my husband did for a while, and then suddenly, like, the alcoholic gets help and they're starting to feel better with these strangers. And so it kind of feels like a betrayal, may be a harsh word, but like, it just didn't make sense to my husband. It's like, why? How are these strangers helping you? And I don't get it. But over the years, it took some time. Learning about the disease of alcoholism was very helpful. Having my husband meet, you know, get to know my friends in sobriety has been very helpful. There were times that were very challenging. Like, I'm like, is he ever going to accept the fact that this is my journey? You know, I'm never going to not be an alcoholic, that I'm always going to be, this is my life. Like, you know, of course, after my husband and my children, but like my sobriety, there's a saying that your sobriety has to come first so everything else doesn't come last. Like, I'm better at just being a human. I'm the human that I always wanted to be because of my sobriety, because of the people who helped me. So the work that I've done has ultimately helped me be a better spouse. And I had to learn how to be patient with my husband. You know, as he, you know, saw me changing, and not for the worse, but good change can be difficult, you know. And it's when we get into a program of recovery and we start changing and healing, it impacts everyone around us. Especially if people don't understand . So I guess I'll leave it at this, that one thing that helped my marriage, and which I believe saved our marriage, and we'll be coming up on 20 years in October, which again blows my mind, was that we both had to be patient with the journeys that we were on. And there were times where our journeys kind of went in different directions. And it was our children and extended family that kind of kept us afloat. But we are at a different place today, much different, and it's a lot better. It's a lot better. It kept getting better. So, you know, here I am at 9 years, and I'm not saying, yes, we're finally here. We finally are at a place of perfection in our marriage. I don't know if that's even possible. But I guess to give you hope that if you're in a relationship and you have a family and you're getting sober, or you have a spouse who's getting sober, just trust the process. Trust that there'll be times where your journeys will be different. And to keep an open heart and an open mind throughout the journey. And patience and understanding. Those things really I found to be very effective in healing. What healing hurts of our past, you know, old resentments that went way back, you know, and forgiveness is a beautiful thing. It's such a heavy load that once is lifted, it makes life a lot better. So here I am at 25 minutes. I think I've done a 15 minute episode once. I think I had a lot of listens on that one. So I hope anyone who's listening tonight got a nugget, some kind of nugget from this. And there may be another episode tomorrow with Mackenzie, although I don't think so because she is with family. And but we are so happy that you listen, that you come join us. And we love your feedback. And my dog is looking at me right now. I'm sitting in bed recording this and she's looking at me like, what on God's earth is my mother, my human mother doing? So I'll end it at this. Thank you all for supporting this podcast. And I just want you to know that if you're struggling, reach out for help. There is a solution. Life doesn't have to be hard in sobriety. And go easy on yourself. So I'm going to go to sleep now. And I'm so grateful that I'm going to bed without spinning out. No bed spins for me tonight. I'm just so grateful. I love you all. Have a wonderful night. Or good morning if you're listening to this in the morning. Until next time. This is Sarah. And Sober Gratitudes Podcast.
Sober Gratitudes is a podcast dedicated to spreading the hope in recovery from addiction. It is an inclusive show that does not promote or represent any recovery program. When my guests and I discuss what keeps us sober, we are referring to our own unique experiences. Our goal is to encourage and give hope to those who are struggling and need support.